Reformed episode 101. I'm Christy, your host, and I'm thinking a lot about my personal evolution of growth, just from an emotional, mental, spiritual standpoint. And I really do feel confident and proud of myself that I have pushed myself and grown out of ways that used to control my everyday life and my everyday decision making and my everyday thought process. Like, it's taken a long time. It didn't happen overnight. I've literally been so religious over the past, I'm going on 3 years in August, so we're at the end of June, July, so like basically like a month and a few days, because it was the beginning of August 3 years ago that I picked up a book called You Are a Badass. No, I didn't pick it up. I listened to the audio, and it really changed my world. It made me look at my life. It made me look at my situation, and it really made me feel empowered to learn as much as I could about myself, as much as I could about my hang-ups, about money, about judgment of myself and other people, and the way I wanted to live and move through the world. Like, I very much had a victim mindset and a victim mentality where I felt like life happened to me, and I felt bad for myself in a lot of ways. Not taking ownership over my life, not taking ownership over what my part is in life, and moving through it instead of staying stuck in it. I think so many times we get stuck in the dirt, like in the sludge. We get stuck in like the negative emotion, and it doesn't allow us to free ourselves to move forward, which is the natural progression. If you really think about it, I used to look up in the sky when I was a kid. I would lay on the grass in my front yard, and I would look at the sky, and I would look at the clouds, and I would just realize that they would never stood still. Regardless if it was like a really calm day or a windy day, the clouds always moved, and I would watch them incrementally move if it was like a non-windy day, and I would watch them like kind of float by if it was a windy day. That is how life is. I've realized that connecting my association with life to nature also helps me understand that nothing is permanent. Storms come and then they pass. Opportunities come and then they pass. Like, you know, we might eat something bad one day and then that passes, and we have the opportunity to start over again. I think that's something that I've also learned is, right, nothing is permanent, good or bad. And I used to like try to lock in the good moments, and I would want them to never end. And that's something that I need to learn from at this point now, because of the fact that I'm in business, and the good times, they pass, and then the bad times roll in, but those also pass. So as long as you're willing to go with the ebbs and the flows, I think that that might make for the easiest, like, I guess, least amount of pain involved in life, is when we can just accept things as they are and move through them and accept that it's a constant, never-ending movement. Same with the clouds. The clouds sometimes move so slowly, but still they're always in motion. They move so slowly that you can barely see it. You really need to like pay attention and mark where it was at one point to where it is like a minute later, but it moves. They move. Nothing is still. And that is how life is as well. With the good times and the bad, I think we get stuck. We get stuck in the good times. Like when I think about like, I don't know. I mean, I'm just using this as an example, but like people that like were popular in high school or something, they live out their lives feeling like those were their like glory years. And at the same time, it's like, oh my God, there's so much more in life than being stuck in one really amazing phase that you were happy. And same with being unhappy. It's like something really devastating can happen. Like life happens to us, and I've seen it and felt it and lived through it and moved through it, and it's painful. But what you don't realize is that you don't need to like stay there emotionally, mentally, spiritually. You're meant to move through the painful things. And the most useful way I move through painful things is treating them as lessons. Like, what am I supposed to observe, learn, and grow from this experience? Life can be so tricky and it can be so complicated, but there are a few simple principles that I've learned that help me manage my way through this crazy life. Things that I have noticed that I've grown through definitely are making practices in my life, and I'm very strict about the practices in my life. Every single day, I wake up and I run. Every day, 7 days a week. Never once have I regretted running. Makes me feel really good afterwards. Makes me feel accomplished. And it's just become this thing that I do. It's not a question. I just do it. And I know that it's part of my life. And in that way, it helps me. It just helps me. It opens me up for other things to think about. For instance, like I could be sitting there like contemplating if I want to get up and work out or not, which I've done in my life so many times. And to me, that's just like a waste of my energy. That's energy you're putting into fighting yourself. Instead of fighting myself, I've really gone with the notion of just being very simplistic about it, knowing what's right for me and knowing what's wrong for me. Whether it's putting the wrong food in my mouth, whether it is saying something out of anger, whether it is letting my fears control me. I have so many fears. And yet the things that I've overcome are the things that I kind of don't even use my energy towards anymore. It's pretty amazing. I know a lot of people, and I can totally appreciate this. A lot of people are afraid of being alone. I have gone through the depths of my fear of being alone. And it was when my husband at the time left me. We had a few episodes, one of which he was going to leave, and I literally begged him on my hands and knees to not leave me. I was terrified. I couldn't breathe. I was paralyzed with fear. I'm like, I don't think I can live here without you. And I know how that feels. I don't judge it. I know how it feels. It feels like the weight of the world on your shoulders. It feels like somebody is going to perform open heart surgery on you while you're conscious. It is horrifying. And then second time around, when he said he wanted to leave, and I had just had it, and I said, fine, go, knowing that I was a little less afraid than the first time, and knowing I didn't know anything, to be perfectly honest. When that happened, I was terrified, but there was something within me that knew I could move through it. I could move through it somehow. And some days were like crippling and other days were easier. And I filled my time up a lot by doing things. But my point is that I overcame that by moving through it and living. All I had to do was live. And I did, and it was fine. And when that happened, it was like I built this armor, this emotional armor around me. And I knew that regardless of, I told myself, this was like, I don't know, maybe 18 years ago. I told myself, I said, you are never going to be afraid to be alone ever again. And you know what? That's true. I'm not afraid to be alone anymore because I've done it before. I faced like one of the most crazy fears ever, and I did it, and I'm stronger for it. I'm really strong for it because it served me in a way that I'm not afraid to be alone. So if I come up against situations where I might have to be alone one day, it doesn't freak me out the way that it would have. Not to say that it wouldn't be painful, but I'm just saying that the fear is not controlling me in my decision making. Another thing that I've overcome, or I'm in the process of overcoming big time, is money. Money has been like the all-controlling power in my head for my life, essentially, for like the 45 years that I've been alive and conscious of the fact that money has power. And it's actually, you know, the money itself doesn't have the power. It's what you're capable of accomplishing, what you're capable of doing and giving and being with the money. But I'm in the process of overcoming that too, and it feels really good. It's a big one that I've had to work through for many years. It's drawn up such emotion in me, whether it's negative or positive, and it's all tied back to my self-worth. So that's something that I'm feeling freer with, and it feels really good to be able to let go a lot of that baggage and that toxicity I've felt around it. It feels really freeing. I'm grateful for that. Anyway, the process is not short. The process is beautiful, actually. The process of moving through your pain and your baggage and all of your crap is what people call doing the work. And I've been doing the work steadily daily for almost 3 years, and it's helped my world. It has helped me. It has made me healthier mentally, healthier emotionally. I've tied back my physical health with the working out every day and the trying to eat as good as I possibly can for the majority of my weeks and times. I've tied that back to strengthening myself mentally and emotionally as well as physically, because it's all connected, mind, body, and spirit, and that's something I've learned as well. So I hope you guys like this episode. Hit subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. I'll talk to you next week. Anybody new to the podcast or even existing, if you've never gone to www.stylereform.fashion, you can shop and get 20% off of your first purchase with code, use code POD, P-O-D. I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye-bye.